Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Graceful Grind podcast. I am Diana, and with me we have Denise.
Hello.
Hello. We have a lot to talk about, per usual.
Yes. So, how was your week? Let's start.
Oh, well, it was a good one. I got to go see Theo Vaughn in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty cool show. Stayed the night in Oregon, obviously. Did my little road trip. It was a pretty cool show. He got pretty personal even with, about himself, you know, mm-hmm. I was like kind of, I didn't watch too many like prior interviews on him or anything like that. Like I'm just accustomed to kind of seeing the snippets here and there of his little interviews and things. So that was pretty fun. That was pretty fun to experience. And then, I also did that week, I took the road trip that week and drove, obviously, by myself in and out of Portland. Yeah. But that was fun. I got to stay the night out there by myself.
A little mom break.
And yeah. I really needed that. I was trying to find the words because I think I'm going to try to be really nice today. about how I say things. but yes, getting away, I got to reset, made me think about a lot of things and just kind of recentered myself a little bit. It was just a night, but nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
I got to eat back at the hotel, which I was looking forward to during the show.
It's always the best part.
Ordered myself some dim sum.
I know. I remember you sent it to me in a picture.
Made a little spread. And turned on some friends at the hotel. And it felt just like home, but away from everybody.
Yeah,
so that was great.
Nice.
And then I took the longest way home back from Portland, which should have been a 2-hour drive, turned into like about an 8-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I was going to be cool and cruise the coast.
Yeah.
On the way home. I realized I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, I followed your little head on my on my phone because I was like, she should definitely be back. Why isn't she? And then I'm pretty sure I text you and said, I'm not sure if either you are driving home or if a serial killer has your phone because I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, And you know,
did not reply. So I sat with the serial killer thing for a minute.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I had my phone on silent.
Perfect.
And then obviously when you're, you know, cruising along and I mean, nothing comes through, obviously. Yeah. And then, you know, 2.5 hours. So in total, I was like 4.5 hours into my drive back home. I was like, wait a second here. Something isn't right. I'm not usually a numbers girl, but something is not adding up. This is definitely not 1 + 1. This is an equation I have yet to ever see. So, got on my little Google Maps thing, and it was like, we don't even know where you are, sis. Yeah. Pull over. So I did. stretched my legs after that 4.5 hour drive. Fueled up because I needed to 4.5 hours later. So that was a good time. It was a good time. Got to reset. It was great.
Well, you made it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
And then, gosh, outside of that, that was it for Portland. I hadn't been to Portland for a while.
Yeah.
And that used to be like my home away from home, especially during like the end of the summer, get ready for back to school. I did all my shopping out there. And going there just this past weekend or whatever, I guess I didn't realize how much that poor little city changed.
Yeah.
It smells like urine, like the moment you hit that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that was possible because that's like on, you know, it's like out in the open air, right? Anything is possible.
Yeah.
So the entry of Oregon smells like urination. And then
we went down there a couple year, maybe a couple years ago, and we stopped in there for lunch or breakfast or something. It was rough.
Oh, and I'm assuming it's probably rougher since then because, golly, I mean, I don't, and maybe, it, I don't know, maybe it just looks really, really bad because it's a bit smaller than, I guess, what I'm accustomed to as far as Washington goes, you know? Yeah. Everything just feels like it's, like, right there.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God, it was intense. I actually stayed at the hotel next to the venue where the show was held.
Okay.
So I was able to just walk back and forth.
Right.
But geez, I instantly had regretted it when I had left. I was like, oh my God, this is serious. Like it's crazy out there. Okay. I guess it's just, it was a culture shock. Cause like I said, I used to like it. And I used to think that Oregon was actually a fairly nice destination for a getaway.
Maybe you're just in the really wrong part. I don't know. I don't go there that often.
Anywho. I gave it a good old college try is what I was trying to say. Yeah. And I quickly realized I missed being home, even though, you know, my kid drives me crazy, the dogs, whatever. So I'm glad it was a short trip. Would have turned into a shorter trip had I just stayed my stupid ass on the freeway and drove home the way I knew how to drive home. And speaking of being able to eat some good food, that's really all I got to do in Portland was eat. And I feel like lately that's all I've been doing. So I'm a TikTok girly. I like just all my faith is in TikTok shop right now. Bought myself a workout machine.
Nice.
I did. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of rude a little bit. Cause you're
confirming. No, I'm like, good for you.
Oh, okay. Like, hey, girl, go. Or like,
girl, hush.
Hey, girl, go.
You knew exactly what I meant.
I know. I'm playing.
I'm going to throw this slipper at you.
It's all right. It's all right. So I'm going to take some steps in at least trying to unbig my back. Because there is just lately things, there are just things that have just been difficult that I didn't used to find as difficult. I breathe hard when I put my socks on, and that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, your socks. You know, I'm dripping in sweat by the time I'm done doing my hair, so it's like, what in the world? Like, we've got to reel it back in. But food's just been really pleasing to me lately.
It's pretty great. I am also one to love food.
I'm an emotional eater.
So am I.
And I feel like maybe you're a little bit more opposite of an emotional eater than I am.
If I'm stressed, I can't eat because I have a stomach ache. Mm. But if I'm like overly, like if I'm in a great mood, like
you can eat.
I can just eat.
No, if I'm sad, I want to eat.
Mm-mm. When I'm sad, I want to nothing.
So I was looking at my face the other day, and actually just even yesterday while we were Zooming, I was like, is that really you, girl? Like, what are you so happy about right now that you've just put on all that weight?
Well, I have been trying to lose weight for the last couple months.
I have found it.
You're so...
I'm being so cereal with you right now.
My
See?
Boy.
I was trying to say serious, and I said cereal.
Stop.
Yeah.
My point is, join me.
I'm walking,
I don't know, take steps, eating different, but I'm still eating fun stuff, because, I mean...
Yeah, no, all I'm saying is, I've put on a few pounds, I realize that. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, well...
Either I use the machine or it turns into another apparatus to hold a plant or clothes. Speaking of, just love my plants. I got to enjoy over the weekend just being home.
Nice.
And not having very much hecticness on my plate. Work was kind of in a little bit like a... I had a different angle going into today, but I realized that I'm going to touch on it, but I'm definitely not going to be as maybe aggressive as I want to be.
Okay.
But yeah, work. And it was like midweek news. It kind of was like, dude, it was news that I just kind of was like, oh, I'd rather not even finish the week at this point. Forget it. But that was me being dramatic. That's why I was like, you know, I'm going to touch on it. Whatever. But going into the weekend, I obviously didn't let that get to me because I just kind of, like I said, took myself off the hook.
Yeah.
But I did it at home, which was great. Everyone's got a busy schedule around me. So everyone was plenty entertained so that I was able to do my thing.
Yeah.
Got my plants, a couple of them repotted that needed to be repotted. Gave them some baths, let them sit out on the deck in the sun. I was kind of jelly of them. I was like, I wish I was one of these plants.
But I don't know plant stuff. And so I'm just going to let you have this.
Okay.
I'm happy for you and your plants.
I mean, they made me happy.
Yes. I see it all over the internet, like on TikTok and stuff. People love their plants and it's a real thing. So kudos to you for giving yourself some self-care and taking a day to do what fuels you. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah. The amount of love I poured into those bastards over the weekend, I thought to myself, oh, heaven,
you gotta stop.
You don't even put that much effort into yourself. 9 times out of 10, you walk out of the house looking like an abominable snow woman.
Yeah, but it sounds like just the act, the service of what you did mm-hmm. made you feel better.
It did, so actually.
There you go.
And then I like to put fairy lights in some of my plants.
I know.
All the batteries were been done dead. So I put new batteries in all of my lights and I've had them going and I'm ready for fall.
Yeah.
That made me realize I was very ready for fall.
Yeah. Apparently the weather agrees.
I don't know. I didn't get to check the weather. Oh, we did in the car.
My fingers are still cold. But yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. So that was my week.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. No, good. It was a lot. As far as that
goes. But
you
did a lot of good stuff for yourself. I love that.
You took care of yourself. Now that we're talking about it, I did. Oh, and I booked myself a massage.
Stop it. I'm so jelly.
And in fact, you know what's crazy is I booked the massage the week that I'll be going to the Seahawks-Niners game.
Nice.
It's Thursday night football, so I'll be at that game Thursday night, and then I'm going to stay in Seattle with my girlfriend that mm-hmm. I'm going to the game with. And then Friday I'll, you know, bring my ass back down to town. And then Saturday morning, my appointment to get massaged.
Hopefully it's not like you need it because you were so stressed out because you got, never mind.
I would suggest that you tread very lightly.
Right? We'll get there.
Okay.
Getting ahead of myself. Anyways, my week. you know, it's been a roller coaster. Let me say it started with me. I got deathly ill.
You did?
Yeah. I was down for multiple days.
I didn't think you were going to talk about that, but that was a highlight.
It took me out. Like, yeah. What? And I'm positive I got it from my two children that go to elementary school, right?
And their powers yes. combined.
Right. It's back to school, right? They had a sniffle. I think they had one day where they needed extra rest. I needed almost a week. It started on Saturday and Thursday I was like, okay, I'm back to who I was. Mm. It was intense. So that sucked because unfortunately when those things happen to me,
right.
My job as a parent doesn't stop.
Correct.
So that gets intense. But you know what? Me and Theraflu, we thugged it out. Mm. I'm back. Anywho,
I like it.
I got a promotion today at work. So that was a celebration.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, that's been a high of the week.
Yes. And that was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And what else? Oh, yeah. So the two little ones, they're both running for ASB.
Yes.
For school. So, you know, that's been the gab of the house.
Hot topic.
You know,
we had
to make a poster, a speech. So yeah, that's a big one. And then also, yeah. So Major has decided he's going to join band.
Yes.
And he has chosen the trombone.
Okay.
Oh, my heart races so much because that trombone is so loud. And he has been playing his little heart out. When I tell you, oh, he has been trying to play Eye of the Tiger on that trombone for 2 days. But I tell you, shit you not, by today it was Lucy was gigging to it. I was like, okay. But it was still ridiculously loud because it's a trombone.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
is the trombone is the one that like goes like,
yeah.
Okay.
They go like this.
Like it's almost like slingshot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
My oldest played it in middle school. So Major likes to, he wants to be Kevon. So.
Okay. I'm not mad at, I want to be him.
Yeah. He's pretty cool. Yeah, actually, I like him a lot. So
I'm gonna co-sign that. Where can I sign? Because I too like that sucker.
Yeah. So yeah, he's great.
Hey, you know what else we've got coming up? Actually, that I forgot to talk about.
I have a feeling I know what you're about to say.
Usher,
Raymond,
and Kalani. We have that coming up. And I think Kalani before Usher. I think Usher's in November.
Kalani's in October.
Yes. So, and then, you know, OBS per huge. So, Sweet Life.
Yeah, because
we can't be amongst those peasants ever again after anything like this. I mean, I will if I have to, OBS, but, you know.
It's a game changer, but... I'm looking forward to my candy tray.
Woo! It sounds like Usher, though. Sounds like there's actually going to be like a group of us. So that one I'm really excited about. Kalani, it's a me and you thing. So that's going to be fun no matter what. I'm actually really, really, really excited about it.
And me too.
I think that Usher's performing two nights.
Yeah, I saw that.
I haven't confirmed which night it is. Either way, we're going
to
be there. I made
sure to be available both.
Okay.
We will be A-OK.
Perfect. I am actually really excited. Yes. I hear he puts on a really great show.
Man, the catalog. So I'm excited.
Oh, it's gonna that be, alone.
I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I take that back. I'm a jackass. I seen Usher once a while back.
Like?
Long.
Which era?
Long time ago.
Usher.
That's how long ago?
I've definitely never seen him. But I'm very excited. Because I'm mostly excited that we clearly this year have decided that we are those girls that just go to concerts. So I've been to more concerts this year than I probably have in the last probably 10 combined. So
I am sick of you already.
Let's keep it coming.
I love that we have turned into just socialites. Like, who do we think we are?
We're those girls that go to sweets. That's what we do.
Yeah. And literally get sweets, if you know what I mean.
From the candy tray.
Correct.
See what you did there.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't need to explain the joke. They got it.
Well, you never know. yes, I am looking forward to that. I did also want to, I know earlier we had kind of talked about like my work week and things, but I do kind of want to touch on, I know it's probably time for us to kind of move it along here, but I want to talk about just like the work atmosphere and like work bullying. Is that a thing? Do you think that's a thing?
I think so. I've definitely experienced it, not in the place I'm at now. I can honestly say that. But I have definitely experienced it in past places.
Yeah. You know, I had to have a conversation with my boss last week, middle of my week. And I was already at a property where, excuse me, the portfolio manager doesn't necessarily, like me. So
is she also a Leo?
I don't know.
You guys seem to work with them. I just wanted to know.
You're already making me breathe hard and my fingers are straining.
Is it me?
Anywho. So, I'm already anxious because I'm at a property where I just have to be really real for real on my P's and Q's.
Right.
So I'm already kind of just minding my business. I get a text from my boss and she's like, hey, or no, an email from her. She's like, hey, we need to talk about something. And then she had said the property name that I had assisted and I had looked. I had to double check. I had to look this property up on the World Wide Web because I was like, wait a second. She can't be talking about the property I helped out, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm being a little over-exaggerant. It was probably the end of July. Okay, good. I'm close, yeah. So, you know, I kind of start laughing. I'm like, yeah. It's like, there's no way. Not me. So, we get on the phone. And I can't take nothing serious ever. And I'm not saying that that conversation was a joke because that would be very disrespectful and rude. But in my head, I kind of was just like, what could I have done so bad at that property that we're just now waiting to talk to me about it, you know?
Right.
So I guess I went in there with like my own attitude of, man, I can't be that serious.
Right. And it was?
First mistake.
Okay.
Woo! So,
gonna get wicked.
Yeah, it got a little soups wicked because I did find myself wanting to react a certain way, but then I realized, like, pump the brakes. This particular property, I had already had issue with my first and immediate moment I walked through the door, in which I documented everything throughout my next 3 days assisting that site.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did I document everything, I was including my boss in text messages. Hey, they don't want me helping. They don't want me touching anything. Just complete mean girls, like complete mean girls, basically told me that my team was a worthless team.
What the?
Basically just kind of treated me like a temp agency. And I know that's kind of silly, but in my world,
yeah,
that's pretty rude.
Oh,
no, you don't say that. And you don't treat people like that. Yeah. I worked very hard. I've been in the industry a very long time. I just want a little bit of respect just like anybody else did.
Absolutely.
So anyways, 3 days go by of just hell. They sit me in the back corner of this office next to the bathroom.
Stop it.
Where there's no phone. There's no light.
Okay.
Like,
what?
I'm being dead ass serious. She didn't want me in the manager's office.
I would have went home.
I tried. When I tried to go home, Piggly Wiggly put her hand up in the air as if telling me to halt.
No.
Yes, I promise. You know what the outside Diana wanted to do.
Yes. Hence the giggle.
The inside Diana said, okay. And I walked back to my corner. Sat. Texted my boss immediately. Sounds like they just want me to sit here. They don't want me answering the phones. They don't want me doing anything.
Right.
She said, okay, well, sounds like you're just going to sit there and get paid to be pretty.
Bet.
I could take it. Not for these
people.
Two ladies.
Mm-hmm.
One of which waited to get a promotion to bring my name back up.
Yep.
And talk about something that happened almost 2 months ago. And then not only that, but Nanny McPhee said I refused to work.
Ooh.
Anybody that knows me
but
knows I would never disrespect myself or my own name and walk into anyone's property and pretend like I'm not going to do my job.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
But why are you even having this conversation if your boss already knew this was going on?
Hello.
I don't understand.
Well, the reason is because word's going through the word is traveling through the corporate line that Diana is just difficult to work with. She's mean.
That's awful. I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah. Mind you, I go to properties and I find things that my previous boss, when I had my own sites, would have my head on a swivel for.
Yeah.
And I never go out of my way to be malicious. I never go out of my way to make it seem like I'm better at my job than you are by pointing out everything you're doing wrong. I genuinely stay in my lane. The reason I have this position is for that. Stay in my lane. I don't have my own team. I don't have my own sites because I don't want to manage that no more. Managing people is one of the most difficult jobs I think you can have in the professional world.
Right.
It's not just being professional. You're managing their personalities. And whether it's personal or not, our personal personalities shine through.
Right.
So after 3 days of just basically, which I'm pretty sure at some point my boss had to think, like, as many times as I had texted her and kept her in the loop about things, I'm sure my boss was like, why are we still talking about this today? Well, because something in my heart is telling me this don't sit right.
Right.
And sure enough, Nanny McPhee waited to get her promotion to say, and another thing on the agenda.
Wow.
That Diana Alfalfa Sprout.
Do people used to call you that?
Yes. Alfredo.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, I was a fucking kid, you bastard.
I'm just asking, because that one is funny.
I like it now because I'm funny, but
maybe it made you funny. I'm kidding. Getting bullied.
You know,
sucked.
I think that's kidding. Really what it is. I think the reason I'm actually hilarious is because I got picked on so freaking much.
I think that's probably partially true because I think that a lot of comedians probably their comedy comes from trauma, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I can laugh at anything, which is actually not polite to admit to, but I can laugh at anything.
I know. And
prior to that, when I got on the call with my boss about something that was actually super important, I probably wasted about 15 minutes of her time by just laughing. And then was like, okay, I understand this isn't funny. What did you want to talk about? Like, right. Diana.
Yeah.
Grow the fuck up. Seriously, that's exactly why everybody hates you. You just can't get it together.
Nobody hates you.
Yeah.
Pull it together.
You're right. But either way, so Nanny McPhee waits to get promoted for her to be able to, you know, put me on her agenda of things to do. So the reason my boss talked to me about it finally, and I could be exaggerating. I really don't know how long it took for anyone to reach out. I don't know, but it just felt like whatever it was tabled too long because I really had progressed.
Right.
And not just that, like, I did not act out of any character for me to have sat and stewed on that. I had to, again, when she told me the property, I had to look them up on the web. Yeah. I had already, you know, whatever. But anyways, she got a phone call from, or an email, conversation, I don't know, whatever kind of conversation or communication they had, whatever it was, the vice president of the company reached out to her.
Oh my God.
Because that's how far up the news traveled. So shout out to all the ladies at work that just genuinely don't understand to stay in their own lane. And I'm sure it's just, I'm sure it's everywhere, but I worked really, really hard to get as far as I have in my industry that I'm in. And that actually really hurt my feelings I didn't express it and I didn't stew on it. I kind of just, you know what? It is what it is.
I'm sorry,
at the end of the day, whatever happens, that's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it was meant to be. And oh, wow.
I'm sorry, though.
It sucks. I do want to just say, ladies, you know, this is definitely a probably far more woman friendly podcast than it would be most, you know, for a man. But we have got to do better about the way we treat each other, because I am very guilty of not being as friendly or as kind when I could be, and I get it. But I just as we're getting older, even I just am like, you know what? And I catch myself midway, or like I'll sit and stew like, damn, I didn't have to do her like that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't have to say that. Or I didn't, like, I could have just, but, and I'm human. I'm trying to grow from it. And it's not because, I'm not saying this because the experience has happened to me per se. It's just kind of like, I'm including myself. We have got to do better.
Yeah.
Like, we have got to. I was very excited about, I got myself, pretty expensive item for my 40th birthday. Finally got myself a custom piece of jewelry. And I wore it today at work, and I'm walking in the mall at lunch. And this lady, I'm not even going to refer to ethnic, I'm not going to do any of that. This lady who definitely knew that it wasn't just some piece of jewelry I found on Amazon for $19.99. She comes up to me and she goes, what website did you get that off of? What? I just looked at her and then I said, I didn't get it off a website. It's actually a custom piece of jewelry. And she goes, no, it's not. You can get stuff like that off of, she looked at her friend. She goes, like, Temu. And I was like,
why didn't you go to Temu? Why are we talking?
I was like, it's just shit like that. You want to be funny, but if I would have read you it wouldn't have been funny.
Right.
It would have been different. Somebody would have been recording us, get ready to upload it. I'm saying? Like, and we have just got to do better.
Yeah.
We've got to. We have got to. Because I've also found myself kind of being a little bit colder to women. As bad as I want to pour into us and love us, just I find myself sometimes being like, I wish someone would just pop you in the head today.
Okay, we're going to move on. Because
and not me, because I ain't trying to go to jail, but I just wish somebody walked by.
So, yeah, speaking of doing better...
Sean
Combs has become inmate 112. and I bet everyone else is doing better now.
Okay.
So, yeah, wild. There are so many things wrong in just looking into what's going on with that. But to think of, he is being charged for a RICO. Like, bro, you're cooked. And so are so many others. Like, yikes. So, bro, here are a couple of the charges. Racketeering, sex trafficking, forced labor. They're saying he has an illegal enterprise. Like an organized crime organization. It's wild. It's wild. I unfortunately read the indictment. I'm beside myself. That's all I'll say. I won't go into the details. But what I will say is there are some... It's one thing about me is that I will, on a regular basis, remove some of my social media platforms.
Yeah.
For days, weeks at a time, because I need to cleanse, because I like to share things about my kids. I love seeing things about all of my friends and family's kids and all of that. Like, I think that there's value in it for sure. But it can also be very draining, and it can also be a lot of negativity all at once, like nonstop. So for my own mental health, I have to take a break, right? So I think, but there's just, so social media, I think, has its purpose, but there are celebrities, right? People mm-hmm. that are famous who have gazillions of followers for whatever reason that are just giving out just crazy information and just saying things that are just wild. And it's just flooding out into the world. And so many young people are just soaking it in. I tell you that Faison Love and Boosie were talking about how they can't believe he's being arrested for what people are doing every day for free. Being flown out. I'm like, sir, I'm going to need you to read. That's not what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about him flying someone out for a date night. That's not what's going on here.
Right.
Do you know how many times I've heard the word freak off in the last couple of weeks? I would like to not hear it anymore. There is just so much wild information. Like, I'm just, the whole time he's speaking, I'm thinking about all those gazillions of followers just soaking it in, probably in high school. Just, ugh. And that, like, I feel like what is it with our society and rape culture? Mm. And just, like, trivializing and normalizing, like, sexual assault and abuse.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like I said, I feel like a lot of people laugh through their trauma. And my people, well, that's what we do.
Yes.
We will, you're going to get these jokes.
Right.
The memes are coming, the jokes are coming. But, like, the just making it seem like, why is everyone making such a big deal about these crimes against women and children? And even men, like, why are we okay with other human beings just being harmed? It's weird. It's mad weird to me. And just then you go into the comments and I'm just like, I cannot do this again.
To kind of see just the thought process behind,
like,
someone.
It just took me right back to the whole R. Kelly thing. Like, how many victims do you have to hear from before you're like, God damn it, this is too much.
Agreed there.
Stop it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. It was wild. Like, seeing the things that people are defending, it's just wild. So I'm ready to see what comes out of this and how many other people get cooked from it. Because it sounds like a lot of bad people are going to get in trouble from this. Because I was reading about the RICO thing. You don't have to be guilty of a crime. Mm-hmm. To be guilty of racketeering, because as long as you're part of the enterprise, it's wild. So, inmate 112 is going down.
It's not
as he should.
It's not funny to laugh at that, and I to be really honest with you, I haven't read too much into it because it's honestly heartbreaking just to see that there's so many people. It's abuse of power. It's hard to wrap your head around.
I was thinking about this. I was like, would he have, okay, like, all the things I've read and about what allegedly goes on or has gone on, like, this can't be normal. Like, would he have been like this had he not been who he turned out to be, like this rich mogul? Like, was he always going to turn into like a deviant?
I mean, there's a lot of not famous people that probably
do. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like crazy to me. Like, where does he, you just got to read this shit. It's wild. There's like so much craziness that it's like, you had to know that at some point you were going to get caught. Because you're doing a lot. Did you see how many bottles of lubricant and baby oil they found in that man's house?
I'm going to be honest. No, The memes came along.
I don't even know if it was bottles or cases. I don't care. I know the number was 1,000.
Oh, my.
Either way, girl, what are you doing in that home?
I mean, maybe he was a third party seller for like.
Knock it off. That shit is wild. It is. I can't even imagine what insanity has gone on in those homes and what those officers or agents or whoever the fuck is dealing with them had to see.
What? Yeah.
They found all those videos. So who knows? Ugh. Bro, like if everything that's come out is true, and if one of them is true, like you're a monster. And we all saw what happened to Cassie, so we know it's true.
And that's what I was going to get ready to say, is that I think the reason I didn't dive too much into what is going on right now with him, outside of just knowing he's obviously in jail, not so good things is what he's been accused of. After the video was released of him and Cassie, I just kind of lost all...
Yeah.
Even
it's like, how are you still
interest.
Defending anything?
So many people, so many women came out prior to all of this saying like he wasn't right. B, he had some form of control over them. And every woman was made to believe that they were just some bitter bitch that he just either didn't want to pay or just something.
It was right back to what we just talked about.
Sad.
Never believing.
Sad.
And I'm like, everyone's like, oh, man, I thought Cassie was full of it. But once I saw her get kicked in the head, now I believe her.
Right. Yeah. Why did it have to take that? Yeah. If it wasn't for him being in the situation he was at that time, none of us would have ever, you know, and mind you, it isn't any of our business. I think, you know, like
and not even just the women, like just, he has destroyed a lot of lives. If everything that comes out is true, as we obviously know, a good chunk of it probably
is going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. He is he's a monster,
yeah.
But it is a very hard thing to wrap your head around it. When you see someone that you have, not, you don't know them, but like you see them as a certain thing for all these years, right? We've seen him as this music mogul, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all these years. We definitely started knowing a while ago. There's something's wrong with this guy.
Oh, but, for sure.
But for like, you see him, but then to like read some of the things, you're like, no, something that has to be wrong with you.
Oh, absolutely.
To be okay. Like, is it the power? Is it the money? Or is it something that like, he was just always going to be like this? I don't know.
We can go down a rabbit hole about that because I think that I genuinely believe people are who they are, and I think certain changes or situations in their world and as things evolve for them, I think that those things that they've always been slowly start to creep out.
Okay.
And I think that once they realize that they've been able to get away with just the smaller things to lead up to the medium things, to lead up to the larger things, that lead up to the things that are inexcusable, they've been pardoned by so many around them. And so at that point, don't you feel invincible? Wouldn't you feel invincible?
Yeah.
You just do what you want to do, and well, who's going to say anything?
I do hope that with all of this, that as it comes out, and it's got to be crazy painful for all of the victims, I do hope that peace is coming. I hope that that's what this means. That if it hasn't come yet, like closure and peace, like now knowing that he's, you know, everyone knows who he is. Because it's very hard to have an abuser walk around and everyone think they're amazing.
Well, let's start with, I mean, the process has just begun. So all of his victims are really going to have, like, even if some of them have found or thought they've gained some sort of closure, everything reopens.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, maybe now, like, the ghost is gone. Because it's hard having, because you start to internalize why does everyone think this monster is so amazing? Mm. And am I crazy? Like maybe yeah. I deserved everything that I got. It's just wild. Oh, so I just hope that hopefully this chapter, once it closes, I hope that everyone gets peace. And I hope anyone that has been hurt by this gets peace, because it just sounds like he has done a lot of damage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
And that I, you know, again, parents, we got to do better with our children. I think that, you know, I'm not to say like that, you know, it stems from being his child. I don't know what he's gone through, whatever. But I think that, I think it just, we got to be better at being more attentive with our children, no matter what age they are. So we're, you know, kind of the mental health thing, that's super serious. And it's obviously something that's been so taboo to talk about.
You know how I feel about it. I am 100% diving in all times. I'm all about mental health.
And I think, you know, and you are, and it is, it's super important. I didn't realize that until my older years, you know, yeah. because like, you know, your upbringing, I think, has a lot to do with what is okay.
Yeah.
And what's not okay.
Yeah.
You know, so when you come from a family where it's almost like, you know, maybe necessarily that didn't happen. Then you obviously have experienced things and you know, like, well, I do know that happened. Yeah. Like you figure out ways to try to break those cycles. And you tell, I know I told myself for a long time before I had kids, I'm not, there are a lot of things that I'm not going to be doing.
Yeah.
And one of them is telling my child he's a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I want to go into this parenting thing. Where's the manual for it? And I get it that our parents didn't have one, so we shouldn't be so hard. And to be honest, I've actually been a lot better at becoming more at peace with just my childhood and the things that I've endured, and not necessarily at peace, but kind of being able to rationalize things a little bit more in the sense of, like, you know,
processing it.
Yeah. And, you know, just being, being from two different, honestly, upbringings and opportunities. My mom didn't necessarily at all actually have it the way I had it growing up.
Yeah.
So even though I think I was deprived of certain things or whatever, you know, like I have to like really put into big picture, no, my mom was.
Yeah.
You know, so like I have to give her that grace, and I have to
so
give her
much
that
more than they did. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so like I have to remember that, okay, it wasn't because she didn't want to, Diana. It was because she didn't either know how, or it just didn't come that easy to her.
Becoming a parent definitely will help you to give your parents grace.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. Moms are going to always be moms. I get it, because I am one. But I am, all the sacrifices my mom has had to make, that it didn't go unnoticed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I, this parenting manual.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'll tell you is this. There's no manual. But
I was hoping for the link on Temu. No,
but I am.
Did I get that on Temu?
No.
Ugh.
But you might be able to get it custom made. but no, I'll give you hope for the teen years at least. I've noted, like, in the last couple of weeks, like my oldest and I've just noticed a shift. Like, you know, obviously he's graduated, so he doesn't have to go to school every day. He goes to work. He's a great kid.
Already checked off the list today that he is literally.
Oh, that's right. He's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy. So
exactly. So, but like I can see him growing up.
Yeah.
Like I can see him slowly adulting. Right.
Yeah.
But it makes it helps me to sit back and I reflect. Like the teen years, those are hard. As a parent, like, you know, everyone always says, like, once I get them out of diapers, no. And I'm sure every
Yeah.
Every phase probably has its, but you know, like the early teen years, like him figuring out himself and just that he was very shut out and being, yeah, you know, more like reserved and like mom knows nothing.
Right. And
mom,
I mean,
is an idiot.
We're definitely at that. Yeah. We're there. I mean,
he's definitely getting older. You can see it.
He gives me my props when, you know, see fit, but I hate that I have to, you know, basically have come to Jesus moments with him. Like,
well, yeah.
I always remember like, okay, you know, I was a teenager. I thought I knew it all, so on and so forth. But I was also, again, brought up by someone who didn't necessarily have, or who did not have all of the things that I had growing up. Yeah. So I learned American ways. I learned, you know, I learned how to be self-sufficient because I had to.
Yeah.
You know, and I had the resources to be able to do it.
Yeah. But you also wanted your kid to have different.
Yeah. And then but with that being said, the manual would have came in handy for that.
Well, I think you just, you know, you thug it out. You write it out.
That's what my oldest had
to do. Like we went through the, I actually don't like you, mom. No, I don't know that he didn't like me, but you know that teenager, like parents don't know anything,
yeah,
you know, that like stage. And that was painful. He never wanted to be around me. He never wanted to like come and hang out with us. Like, you want to come hang out with us? And, you know, as he got a little bit older, it started to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I don't know, maybe he just had to go through it.
Yeah.
And he just, I think it's part of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now he's, you know, he's more engaged with his siblings.
Yes.
He's more engaged with me.
Yeah.
We talk. I mean, not that we always talk, like,
right,
I'm close with my kids.
Just the conversations just, yeah, have
but
changed.
But now, like, he comes to me.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I'm not having to go to him and be like, hey, what's going on with you? And then, like, spend an hour, like,
trying to pull information
out from him. He's definitely coming to me more and sharing and, like, talking to me about his dreams and ideas, mm-hmm, and things that he wants. And that's something I worried I wouldn't have because 14 and 15 was like, boo, mom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so
yeah,
I'll give you like that. Like, I feel like maturity
comes in
and then that helps.
Yeah.
He's definitely a lot more appreciative.
Yeah.
I think also having a job and having to pay a bill or two yourself,
right,
also gives you a different appreciation of,
yeah,
oh yeah, me asking for $200 sneakers all the time was wild.
Yeah. No, and
but I still want them.
Right. And I totally get all of that. I guess to me, it stings a little bit more because we've always been very close. Like,
yeah,
that's always been my best buddy. Like, everywhere I go, he was with me. We did all the fun things together. You know, that was my best friend.
Yeah.
So I think just like realizing like, okay, and it's got to be a mom thing because it's like, I really feel like I am slowly dying inside.
And that he's coming back. That's the point of what I'm trying to make. He's coming back. Hold tight, sister. He's coming back. I'm telling you, I felt the same way. I would cry. And I cry easily, to be fair. So
I feel. Well, and especially when it comes to the kid, like,
yeah,
I am super sensitive about him. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely a drug addict to my children.
Yeah.
It is. I tell people, I probably love my kids in an unhealthy way. I'm pretty sure. But I definitely felt like I would literally tell my mom, like, I think I'm losing him. Like, I don't think he, like,
yeah,
he, like, I don't have, the, I like, the I, how was your day today? Good.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All 9 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Nothing happened. Not a thing.
Yeah.
And now like it's different. And so I want to encourage you to stay strong.
Yeah. And I have been, I still, you know, like force my way into just talking to him.
Oh yeah.
And
don't stop.
Yeah. You know, all of that stuff. He's never going to not go a day without knowing his mom loves him to death.
I do not think that there is a doubt in that child's mind.
No.
I do not think that.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, obviously, I was, I was just trying to do things different than how I was, you know, not to say that I wasn't told I would love you or those kinds of things, but, like, I definitely had more days of doubt than I did validation.
I definitely feel like we parent ourselves. We parent our younger selves.
Yeah, for sure. Oh.
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh,
I see it all the time.
God.
I read something about it recently, too, where they were saying, like, as you love your child in a way that you weren't, you're loving them, but you're also loving yourself at that age and healing that part of you.
Yeah, just being what I maybe had wanted for myself.
Yeah.
Just a sense of safety.
And then
protected.
You think about that and then you go back to giving our parents grace.
Yes.
They were giving us what they did, what they needed, what they felt like they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's why I say all the time, like, our parents did the best that they, I mean, obviously there are terrible people out there that definitely were not good, but you know what I mean? Like, our parents did the best that they could with the tools that they had.
Absolutely. And I'm not a drug abuser. I'm not homeless. I feel like I have a pretty decent head on my shoulders for the most part. So if you ask me, my mom did pretty fucking well.
There you go. Exactly.
So what if she wants to sit and gossip about my brother and sister to my brother and sister? Fucking let her live. Let her fucking live. If she wants to tell you you're ugly for the day and your kids' lunch, let her. Do what you want to do, but just let her. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why I don't bother her as much, because I don't want her to tell me any mean things. So I'm like, well, as long as I text you and tell you that I love you, you know I love you. Because I do.
Because I do.
But outside of that, I gave that a good old college try, Mom. And live your life, girl. You and my sister have a good time. I live through the conversations of my sister keeps me updated to make sure that I know my mom's still alive. And it sounds terrible because it sounds like I just don't check on my mom at all. I do. She don't answer me. She likes talking to my sister. Cool. No big deal. But whatever. It's good to see they're hanging in there, all of them.
They're giving a good old college try.
Yeah, the three of them. The three musketeers.
Stop. All right.
So now
I want to talk about sports. Are you ready?
Sports.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple things I want to start off with. So shout out to the queen, Asia Wilson.
Okay.
Unanimous MVP.
Yes.
A dog and a queen. Just all of it. I just love her. And I just, just hearing how her teammates talk about her and everything, it just seems like she is an awesome person as well as a great baller. And shout out to her. And I hope that she is enjoying her victory, because she definitely deserved it. She busted her ass this year. What a year for her, huh?
It was a big year for her.
And she has her big old delicious chocolate drop on the side with her. But anywho, so last night, the Storm got kicked out of the playoffs by Miss Asia Wilson. That was unfortunate. Well, actually, I think Kelsey Plum had like almost 30 points.
I was going to say, if any, outside of Asia Wilson, if there was a lot of talk about Miss Plum.
Yeah, she was balling.
Yeah. Sounds like she was out there being a...
She's adorable, too. I think she's
God,
cute.
Oh, God,
Yeah, so, 83-76. I watched the remainder of the game after we talked.
Okay.
So, in the fourth quarter, really late in the fourth quarter, I believe. I can't remember the time. But anyways, the Storm finally got the lead. That was the first lead of the game. And then, the Dogs came out, unfortunately. Mm. But, man, they fought hard. Shout out to the Storm. I do really enjoy them. So looking forward to go see some more games of theirs next year. And I hope they have a good off season. And on to next.
Did you see that I'm going to probably get her name incorrectly. Sue Bird is getting a street named out of her. Is that?
I like that. I love her. Yes.
Is that who?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
I thought that was...
Oh, speaking of people, I knew how to name her, but... Jordan Childs? Yes, Jordan Childs, the gymnast.
Yes! Yes.
She did the flag at the Seahawks game.
I that saw major that.
Oh, that's right. We went to the Miami game Sunday.
How could you forget about that?
Yeah. I didn't forget about it. I just...
You were going to bring it up during sports, too.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up later, but I just... That made me think that, yeah, she did the flag when we went and attended that game.
She did?
Well, since you brought it up, I'll get into the sports in a second, but just shout out to my kid. My middle one and I went to the Seahawks in Miami game for yes. his, that was his birthday present. That was what he wanted instead of a birthday party yes. this year, was for he and I to go and see a good game, mm. right? And see like a regular season game where he could see someone that he really wanted to see.
Yes.
So.
And who was it that he wanted to see?
Tyreek Hill,
aww.
Devin Achan, Mostert. I don't know. Probably not most of. He wanted to see Tua. He was really disappointed Tua couldn't travel. But I think he was almost just as excited to see Mike McDaniels.
Oh my
he
gosh.
Was so pumped to see Mike McDaniels. Yeah. So we went to the Seahawks game, and he is adamant not to be a Seahawks fan. Right? Yeah. He definitely. He's an interesting character because he loves football so yes. much that he just has a passion for certain players
yeah.
and just the game in general. So he loves, you know, like he loves it so much that he can root for certain
yes.
people. And he plays fantasy, so, you know, he's rooting for his gambling as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but he has a team. That's his team, right?
Yeah.
But he'll wear his jersey. So he asked for a jersey. My mom got him a Tyreek Hill jersey to wear. So he wears this to the Seahawks game.
Aww.
We are, of course, in a sea of Seahawks.
Of course.
And this little boy did not give a hell.
No.
He didn't give a shit.
He shouldn't.
Who you were cheering for.
Yeah.
He didn't. At one point, some man yelled, "Holding!" That little boy turned around so fast and he said, "That is not a hold. I play football and that was not a hold."
Okay.
I was like, and they were like, "Okay, number 10. He had that whole crowd amped.
Yeah.
Because that he did not care. He was like, "Listen, I am cheering for the team that I am cheering for.
That's
I do
right.
not care what you guys are cheering." Let me tell you, when they were going, "Seahawks,"
yeah.
this little boy was going, "See, chickens." I'm like, "Major, you're gonna get us jumped." He was like, "I don't care."
Yeah, he like, wanted yeah. all the smoke.
He did. He did not care, but we had a aww. Blast. And I always say that whenever Major goes to one of these events,
mm-hmm.
something always cool happens to him.
Yeah.
Right? Well, today I found out why. I mean, not today. Sunday I found out why.
Okay.
So we are about 4 minutes, maybe 3 minutes left in the game. And Major's like, "Can we go over there to that side? That's the side where the away team goes in." And I'm like, they're not going to let you go down there. And he was like, "Well, can we just go over there and see?" I'm like, "By the time we get down there, all the people that are sitting there are going to be like crowded around
yeah.
it, like with their crap out, right?" But, you know, whatever. It's let's go. So we go walk down there. We get there and he looks at me. I'm like, "Major, it's crazy crowded, mm-hmm. right? There are so many." So I'm standing at the top of this little like tunnel, right? Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and he goes, "Watch this."
He runs the equivalent of holding my beer.
He runs down, goes under the railing and goes in between these people. And he just stands there. And as soon as the players are coming in, he's screaming and doing his thing. And I shit you not, Devin Achan throws up his wristband. And he catches it. I'm not even joking. Because he comes running up so fast. And he's like, "It's so wet. It's so wet." And he's like so pumped. And I'm like, "Oh, this is why it always happens. Because you just don't.
You're
not taking no.
No.
It's happening."
Oh, that is so.
It was hilarious. And the guy next to me, he was like, he wanted it more than anyone. I said, "Yeah, there you go. That's the point."
Oh.
He had a good time. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, that was fun.
Just shout out to you for a sec for creating those memories and being part of those things with your son.
That
type of stuff is huge.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a really good time. And it was just me and him, and that's what he wanted, is just some mom and him time.
And
we had a good time. We did.
Football.
Yeah.
Of all the things.
Yeah. Our team that we were rooting for at the time lost because Seahawks won. But again, it didn't bother us because we kept Major was taking pictures. No, and that's nothing. So we're sitting and there's a rail. People keep stopping at the rail. After one man behind us yelled at them to move, Major was like, "Game on." I'm telling you, every time a group of people would stand there to stop and take pictures, he'd be like, "Move. You're in our way. We cannot see the game." The guy behind was like, get him, number 10. I'm like, oh, Lord. Major was about to start a riot. but he had the crowd on his side, so I think we were going to be all right.
Oh.
But yeah, okay. So let's get into the actual NFL and all the things that are going on.
I don't know.
So the NFL's been playing Operation, and we have every team has at least 78 injuries. The coaches are playing at this point. I don't know what's going on. It has been the craziest ride. It's like every week, I have one fantasy team that literally the entire bench is just, oh.
I was just going to say, you know, there's not much I want to talk about when it comes to fantasy fucking football right now.
Don't worry, we'll get there.
I'm telling you ahead of time.
Okay.
There's
injured.
A picture of me.
You're playing.
On the starting lineup, and I don't even know how they got that picture of me.
And
so anyway,
9 points. That's what it's projected. That's what I heard. It's wild. I mean, the CMC, I'm bringing it up again because it hurts every week, even though I know it's happening. But there are, like, the entire 49er crew is out.
I don't want to talk to you. You don't get to talk about them, okay? So
we were at
CMC.
The game, and Tua's backup went out.
Why they do that to that little boy?
Listen.
Why they do that to that little boy?
Listen. There are so many injuries. Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Najee Harris, Mixon, Devontae Smith, Trey McBride. I mean, it is.
And Pacheco, the, yeah, Laporta.
I didn't even list all of your guys' team because I didn't want to hurt you. So why I just said the entire
crew.
Well,
CMC,
crew.
He had to actually get flued out to the Germany.
Yep.
For further look at the Achilles tendonitis.
Yep.
Debo was last deemed doubtful for our next game.
Yep.
My buddy George, it's his hamstring. The hope right now, he is hopefully coming back.
Isn't there somebody else just went
Anyways,
out for a season?
Brock Purdy, he was day-to-day, but I actually, and it was because of his back, but he, just before, on our way here, it just updated that he will actually be at practice. So nice. I don't know if that means we're going to be back on, like a date. I don't know, but looking forward to that. Hargrove.
That's who it was.
He injured his biceps. I don't know how you do that. I don't know. And then again, Greenlaw. He was out with his Achilles. Pacheco, I had no idea. He's on my fantasy football team as well. But he had surgery. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep.
Like, what in the... Like, everyone is dropping like flies.
It's insane.
And it's so sad because right now, do you know who the healthiest player in the NFL is?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
And they're doing good. Speaking of.
Notables. Let the notable mentions. Like, And I don't know that it was really notable, but they won their last game after we spanked them. No, we didn't play them. I didn't play them yet.
The Jets?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. I did play the Jets.
I don't remember.
And I did.
I do know that my Colts won, though.
I did have that as a notable mention.
Thank you. It was notable.
It was. The Steelers right now are 3-0.
Yeah. Okay, so time out. Okay. So we were just talking about this at the house. And I beg you, everyone, to go and look at the three teams that they have played. And then come back with your excitement. And let me tell you, if it's still at the same level.
I'm not saying I was excited. I said that I am speaking of some notable mentions. That's all I was saying. Some notable mentions. The Eagles barely pulled off their win against the Saints.
Yep.
It was 15-12. That was crazy. And Saquon was actually the one who saved the day.
Yeah.
I didn't pick him. I was asked why. And I specifically was like, because he performs when he wants to. Like,
no,
he is a very 50-50
kind
of guy.
On the team he's on. That was the team he was
and
on.
And I did also kind of take that into consideration, but he saved the day for the Eagles.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Major has him on, I think, at least one or two teams, and he definitely has been doing very well for him. So, the Vikings completely smoked the Texans.
I just was going to say, the Vikings are 3-0. as well.
I don't care about that part. I'm just glad they beat the Texans like that, beat the brakes off
whatever. They beat us, and that's why it was a notable mention to me. And then the Ravens, that game, they went back and forth with Dak Prescott. That was like a shootout type of a game. It's very close. I think it was like 23 to 20 or something stupid like that. 24 or something. But that should have been an easily won game. I don't know why they are looking like that. What's going on with Lamar?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But I also haven't caught a lot of his games either. And not that there are a lot yet, but.
Well, it's only three.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. I did want to say Major wanted me to make sure to mention that the Madden curse is real. The players that end up on the Madden cover, I'm going to
say this. I just scowled.
Scowled?
At you.
Why?
Because wouldn't we just talk about bullies in the workplace?
What does that have to do with this?
The Madden curse?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Anyways.
Do you not know what that is?
I do.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And I would prefer that we don't speak about cursing.
Did you see that the Bills put up a 50 piece? Almost put up a 50 piece on the
Jags?
That's
what I was getting ready to go
that
into. You're being such a half a lump today. So yes, the Bills. I wanted to talk about that really brief because I needed to just obviously say that Bills defense held up really well during that game.
Yeah.
And then a huge night for DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, that was cool.
First career interception. Yeah, and I think that set the tone for the entire fucking night.
Yeah.
Because the way the Bills rode.
I told you in the beginning of the season, Josh Allen has been killing it because my fantasy has been stellar.
He is on a revenge tour.
Yeah, for sure.
He is coming for heads and he is not, it's the football. I fucking love football.
I know, me too.
Fuck, I love football.
But it's such a high and then it can be such a low. Such a love-hate relationship.
And let me tell you, the low for me when it comes to football, you may as well have called me and said, your dog is dead.
No. No. But if you have if my Colts lose and I'm losing everywhere in fantasy, I might need a day off. I'm like, I'm sad. Mm. I get very sad. I need to probably put less into that, but it's okay. I love it.
I really don't give a shit. I have everyone in my life that loves me. They know that I do allow the football season to determine my life for the months that it's on. It's all I've got during those months.
Yeah.
So you a motherfucking right. I let it dictate my moods.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyways.
Okay. Do you have any more notable NFL mentions or would you like to go to fantasy? Because I'm definitely going there.
You can. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have much on fantasy because fuck it right
don't
now.
Don't worry. I'll talk to you on fantasy. Okay. I don't know how you're doing in fantasy. I just know how you're doing in fantasy based on the two that I'm in. That's the only one you're in?
Yeah.
Okay. Then... All right, here we go. So
So you did your research for real. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So for the five leagues I'm in, this right now, 3-2 on how I'm doing. Two, I'm doing poor, really bad. And three, I'm doing pretty good. And one, I'm doing really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the two that I'm not doing great in are ours. So
that's a surprise.
It's not because I had great picks and they all are sitting in the hospital.
Really?
Most. Yeah. A lot of them. But that's okay. It's a long season. I know you take your lumps and you keep going. The points are coming. Don't worry. But I will say the one that I'm doing the best in is the one against the kids. As I told you, I needed to be. I am 3-0.
Okay.
I am smoking them.
Yeah. And you feel good about beating the kids?
Very much so.
Ooh. Okay.
Major talking about, if I had more wins than you, then I would be in first because I have more points than you. Doesn't matter. I ain't losing. That's the problem.
Mm.
I'm mollywopping everybody.
Mm.
And I'm very proud of it. And I'm very excited. I do hope that my excitement doesn't turn into me getting what I deserve and then they all come back and I end up losing.
She said getting what I deserve. Okay.
Because I really don't want to lose to these people.
To those people,
I could lose to all of you. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to lose to them.
Yeah.
Kids are mean.
I hate that you are basically air punching each one of those kids in the face right now as you were just the light. Let me, and I got sucked into that and I was speechless at the end there because I was watching the joy in your face, the way you had talked about just you're whooping their ass and the way it just
I'm number one.
So glorious.
I'm at the top and it feels amazing, but it could also be because I'm not there everywhere else. So, you know, it's like, oh, look, I'm winning here. I'm going to take it. But honestly, I do not want to hear any of them be able to talk smack to me. That is the 100% reason why I have to win. And it's just that simple. It is just that simple.
I can't.
Yeah. So let's update everyone on our fantasy. Okay. So in our Hall of Famer League, which is ours, which is just us and our kids mm-hmm. and their friends. 8 teams. I am in 5th.
Okay.
You're in 4th. Out of 8, right? So you're right in the middle, right?
Okay. It's not bad.
My nephew's the bottom.
Okay.
And I say this reluctantly.
Don't.
Papa's at the top. Papa's at the tub. I don't know what's going on. The injuries may be playing. I don't know. I can't imagine that this goes on because he's just not good at fantasy.
How?
And he never has been.
When he drafted every quarterback the NFL has to offer, and they're all out right now.
And the others that he's replacing with all the wide receivers. And don't forget Mark Andrews. We better shut up because he's beating everybody's ass because we are in 4th and 5th while he's in 1st.
Right. Be easy on my boy because the next time I see him, he's insane. There you go. Man bashing again. Talking about me.
That's what he's talking. I thought you was going to man bash. Listen here, Cletus. I'm not about to man bash.
Why?
Calm down.
Was that the first thing he said to you? I said, my God. So we forgot how to say hello. Good afternoon. He was like, I listened to that and it was
I listened to y'all podcast
if I've ever heard it.
Shout out to Papa.
I said not if you ever heard it, sir.
I said knock it off.
He had a good time. Yeah, he's waiting for the 1-800 line. We'll get that out to you guys as soon as we're on and popping.
He wants to be able to call in.
And it's going
to
definitely be a
Which
number that he won't
happen.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're blocking him already. So.
Or we will be taken off the web.
Man,
Papa's insane.
Yeah, he is. He did have some follow-up comments to some of the things that he, I think, obviously purposely remembered so that when he saw myself in particular, he had something to say about it. And I was like, oh, you've been holding on to that in your little pocket there for a little bit, haven't you, Papa? And I appreciate that you remembered it. Okay?
Feedback's important.
It's important, no matter who it comes from.
Or how crazy. All right. Okay. And then in my family's league, the dynasty.
Yes.
10 teams. So this one's a little bit harder because obviously less valuable
Correct.
Players available. I am in 8th.
Hmm. Okay.
You are in 10th.
I gave that a good college.
Bottom
track.
Obviously is Diana.
Okay.
But at the top. Is Miss Lucy.
I was about to say, it's Lucy.
And we have all collectively decided we are no longer going to move around her roster.
Oh, you guys been helping her.
Yes, we do it for her. She don't know what's going on.
I thought she was...
I mean, she tries here and it's not her thing.
Oh,
but
my God.
But we needed another player. So we usually just throw her in there because she has an account.
Lucy, when you listen to this, I wanted you to join. So.
She will join, but she's more doing us a favor than anything. Oh, but my now God. She's doing us a favor by whooping our ass in the dynasty where we are gambling money. So she might be like, checkmate.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for
Yeah, so us. Fantasy More is me. Rough right now.
Yeah. To say the least, because let me tell you something. Every time my motherfucking phone goes off and that purple fantasy.
Yeah, turn off the notifications.
Oh, my. It pops up. I just look at it and I smile. And I just look away because my heart cannot take any between that and the NFL updates.
It's a lot. I told you it was going to be stressful. It gets stressful. And then I need you to just like borrow Major for a day.
No, I don't.
During a football day it gets intense. It's a lot because he's also going to notify me because he knows a lot. Like he keeps up with things and up with stats. So he will also give notifications. Now, don't get me wrong. Do not stop giving the updates, Major. I appreciate them because I need them and they are helpful. However, it is a lot of like news to take in and then...
And then what do you, how do you process it and what do you do with it?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, so I have another injury.
Because, and then not only, you know, is it, I'm trying to process it for my fantasy, but I'm like literally trying to process it in my real life. My real life has been very hard, very, very, very hard lately with all of these injuries. And just only to my team, because obviously I could give a shit less about everybody else's team. Yeah. And, you know, no offense. But my entire fucking first, all my starters.
Yeah.
I
saw the water boy suit up last week, but all hands on deck is always... the best route.
I'm not sure again what it is about today and why my fist wants to meet your face. I don't know what it is.
You have a lot of violent tendencies.
But today it wants to do it but it'd be out of love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it because I was being mean. I would do it just, you know, give you a little shake because
I'll just trip you.
Oh.
I'll sweep the legs down at you.
God.
I've been watching so much Cobra Kai. I would definitely sweep the legs down at you. And then you'd really have a hard time getting up.
We did talk about this extra weight that I had gained, and I appreciate that you circled back on that.
I'm just saying you said you had a hard time breathing. If I sweep the legs, Johnny, and you hit the floor.
And on my back especially, I'm not getting up.
Oh, no.
I'm not getting up. I'm going to be like a turtle.
And I definitely can't help. No. I have a bad back. I got bad hips. But I have a very large child that will come, and he could probably throw you right over his shoulder like a bag of potatoes. And get you right on out of here. So, but that's not going to happen because we don't believe in violence anymore.
Speak for yourself, sister. Mm. Anywho,
I was just getting us an ad. Thanks. There goes that.
Yeah, we are. We should be working on sponsorships here pretty soon. Boxing gloves. Send them my way.
We've definitely made it.
I'm teasing. It was a good time. But I think I did want it before we decide to... stop
Go home.
Talking to everybody and boring everyone. We've got predictions coming up.
Are you about to list your predictions?
Yeah.
Before you do that, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you sports fans to be nicer to your team. I get talking shit.
Aww.
Talk shit to the opponent. Do not talk shit to your own team. It irritates me.
Same. I don't do it. So same.
There were Chicago Sky players crying about the horrible things being said to them as they're going to locker room at a home game.
Ridiculous.
Bro, do better. And just like, even like with my Colts fans, just like I'm in a bunch of the Facebook groups and all that crap. And it's like, why are you here? I don't think you're actually a fan.
A fan, yeah.
Like, do they suck?
Yeah.
But you know what? They're your team. So you keep fucking rooting. Until they're no longer sucky, and then you win a fucking Super Bowl, and you're like, look at us, we stuck it out. I hope I'm alive for that.
Yeah.
But the point is, it really irritates me because, you know, you should be loving on them because making them feel like shit ain't going to make them play better. Anywho,
agreed.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, what I will say is on Monday, I had the day off on Monday. Obviously, my Niners lost on Sunday, and I was still Niner'd out on Monday. I went to Home Depot in the morning to, remember I had mentioned, earlier, whatever. I was walking past some man and he's like, hey, the Niners suck. And I said, and so does your mom. Like, yeah. I get that serious about
that
it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't like
but,
it.
But like George Kittle walking by and you'd be like, you fucking weakling.
No,
and then punch him in the
not.
Face,
no.
right? Like,
I'd
no.
punch him in the face. No, no. I'd kiss him on his lips. Mm, anyways. So my predictions, I do want to get this off because I feel like I'm pretty good at it. Thursday night football on the 26th, Cowboys versus the Giants. I have the Giants taking that. Sunday the 29th, we've got a bunch of games. The Saints versus the Falcons. I have the Saints. Rams versus the Bears. I have the Rams. Vikings versus the Packers. I've got the Vikings. Steelers versus the Colts. Unfortunately, I have the Steelers.
Same with Major. That's how we had that conversation about how many who they've been playing. But go ahead, knock yourself out.
Broncos versus the Jets. I do have the Jets taking that. Eagles versus Buccaneers. I'm always riding with the Eagles, unless they play me, of course. Mm-hmm. Bengals versus Carolina. I've got Panthers taking that. Jaguars versus the Texans. I've got the Texans taking that. Commanders versus the Cardinals. I've got the Cardinals. Patriots versus the Niners. Automatic Niners. Browns and the Raiders. I've got the Raiders taking that. Chiefs and the Chargers. That's a given. The Chiefs. I want to talk about Sunday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
Bills versus the Ravens.
That's going to be this weekend?
That is this weekend, yeah. Sunday night, and is going to be a great game.
That'll be good.
Like I said, Josh and the Bills, they are on their revenge tour, and they're making that very clear. They are not stopping no matter who's in their way.
Yeah.
The Ravens are coming off of, it's been a shaky start for them. Really shaky.
We got to get King Henry
like,
going.
It's water they haven't been in for a while. And I feel like it is going to be the night for just complete dog madness, fallout football. And I cannot wait for Sunday night football.
Yeah.
So I hate to say it. I'm not as confident with my pick, but I am going to go with the Ravens that night. I think the Ravens break that 3-0 streak.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a phenomenal game.
Okay.
Monday night football, the 30th. It's a doubleheader. Cool beans. It's the Titans versus the Dolphins. Automatic Titans. We just expressed why are they sending that young man as the quarterback out there. They could call my son. He could suit up and probably do just as well, if not better. The Hawks versus the Lions. I have the Lions taking that.
Me too.
Yeah. So, and I actually am looking forward to that game. The Lions will be debuting their all black uniform.
Nice.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, their helmet is even all black.
I can't wait.
So that's going to be actually pretty dope.
I'm looking for that.
I love all aspects of football. So, those are my predictions. And
all right, let's watch some sports and see if you're right.
I am pretty much going to be right.
Okay,
so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am beat and ready to go to bed.
Yeah, same.
How about you? All right, guys. And we will see you guys, talk to you guys next week. And remember to continue to grind gracefully.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.